Welcome to Women in the Middle Entrepreneurs, the podcast that gives you an unfiltered behind-the-scenes look at what it's really like being a woman in the middle who's over 50 and following her entrepreneurial dreams. Grab a superhero cape, girlfriend, because you deserve one. I'm your host, Master Certified Life Coach and Midlife Mentor, Susie Rosenstein, and I am excited to inspire you with interviews that feature all of this midlife amazingness. Let's go. Hey there, welcome back to the show. We have another really exciting interview ahead of us about the fashion business, specifically making getting dressed effortless by using timeless classics that never go out of style. Today, you're going to be meeting Jennifer Casera, a woman in the middle entrepreneur who started her newest venture in 2020 called Good Robe and Company, which is direct-to-consumer women's apparel with a mission to help women create intentional wardrobes. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Susie. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited you're here because when I was prepping for the interview, I was watching something on your website, a little video feature, and I was thrilled to notice that you're a small girl just like me.
I'm a peanut.
I love it. And it's crazy. We are actually the same size. I never meet anybody as small and amazing as my height, and you have the same small and amazing height. I love it. And you're in fashion.
Yeah. I always say I'm like a small dog with like a big dog bark, you know?
That's so funny. Well, I'm very excited to dive in here. I know we're going to have a great conversation about your midlife entrepreneur story. We're going to be talking about your business and what's going really well, and also what midlife issues might be getting in your way to some extent and are challenging for you in your life, as well as being a business owner. So let's get started with a nice big question. How old are you? How long you've been an entrepreneur? And what is it that you do in the world? Take it away.
So I am 53, and this is actually my second time being an entrepreneur. When I was 30, I had opened stores. I had four stores. They were called Bella and Bella's Closet. So I've always been on the retail side. And so I had those stores, and it was a lot. And I actually had them for 7 years before going back into the corporate world. And I actually wrote a story about it on Medium called Why It's Taking Me 20 Years to Start Another Business. And when I meet other retailers who just started, they're like, oh, you had a store. You know, why did you close it? I'm like, you'll find out. You'll get there. But yeah, it was a lot of work. And, you know, of course, having four locations. But I think when you're an entrepreneur and you have something to say, I think it's in you, you know, and
yeah,
I feel like you start a business because you have something different to say, a different perspective, a different solution to a problem, and you can't help yourself but to put yourself out there. So in 2017, I actually had the idea for Good Robe and Co. That was the time when, I don't know if you remember, like Stitch Fix was kind of very popular, and people were getting all like these one-off outfits sent to them. And that's sort of when fast fashion started to really rise, and it became increasingly more difficult to find basic pieces. And I kind of felt like I saw the writing on the wall just because I've been doing this for so long. I'm like, people are going to get like 5-6 boxes. They're going to have all this stuff. None of it's going to coordinate. And then they're just going to have a closet full of nothing to wear. And I just wanted to get back to basics. I do believe in fashion and personality pieces, you know, sort of like the seasoning to your meal.
Yeah.
But I do believe you need the basics. And so what I wanted to do is, instead of creating a box, what I've created are capsules, which are 6 pieces that you mix and match, and you can make more than a month's worth of outfits with these pieces. And it's the idea that this is a great way to set the foundation of your wardrobe, and then you can build upon it. You don't have to get something shipped to you every month. And so it's sort of anti-fast fashion. And I do believe people are starting to go this way. I think they're starting to move towards more of a curated closet versus all these crazy outfits that you stand and you're like, I don't know.
I love that you just shared all that perspective, because I had a big birthday this year. I turned 60, and in honor of my birthday, woohoo, I wanted to get a couple new pieces. I also had a photo shoot lined up for work for my website and stuff. And I hadn't been shopping since before the pandemic. Really go to the mall, have a budget, spend some money on some things. And I was so disappointed at even my favorite good old classic store that I'd been shopping in for 30 years was gone. And I could only find it in one mall that wasn't the mall I was in. And the mall I was in was the really big go-to mall. And then just looking around, I couldn't, it's exactly what you said, the classic stuff that I was accustomed to looking for, like a jacket, I couldn't find anything. It was really a bizarre experience. And I remember just being, feeling very out of it. I felt very old. And I'm just like, what is going on here? Did I miss a trend? Did I miss a memo? Like, where am I supposed to shop? I had no idea. Plus being so small.
Yes.
The store I really liked had a petite side to it. So, oh my gosh. I love that you have built a whole business based on that kind of an observation.
I mean, and it's interesting because I feel like the people that do basics well, there became sort of this big gap. And it's either inexpensive, fast fashion with poor quality and super, super trendy, right? It's going to be a blazer that's like super, super long. That's just kind of a vibe. It doesn't really look good on anybody. Or it's some really expensive lines where you're talking the blazer's $400 on average and the pants are $298. And I just think that's insane, which is why I'm doing direct to consumer. So I'm cutting the middleman out and I'm being extremely discriminating about my fabrics, and because I've done this my whole life. And so I wanted to, I feel like sometimes there's designers, right? And then there are salespeople. And I'm going to say designers design from a creative side of their brain, not necessarily concerned with always the best solution for the customer. It's more about being creative. And then you've got salespeople who work directly with consumers and know, like, oh, this is a little tight here. You need to make it, you know, shape it a little. You need to bring it out on the bottom, like all of those tricks. And I don't always feel like designers design for the every woman or in a way to make it flattering for women. So my whole thing was, number one, I'm going to make it great seasonless fabrics that you can wear all year long, so that you can mix and match those components. The fit is phenomenal. I think you saw an interview I had sent a newscaster the outfit. She loved it so much, like out of the box immediately. And she had me send it to her co-host. Fit is amazing. And I sat there and all the details are to help. So there's a wrap dress, and wrap dress are, you know, obviously Diane von Furstenberg is like, you know, the mother of all wrap dresses. And it's a timeless classic for a reason. It's very flattering, the cut of it. But then I took it a step further, and you'll notice on the sleeve, there's like a slight ruffle that comes down. It's not really a ruffle. It's very slight. And it's to cover that part, that back of the arm.
We know.
We know that part. I took great care to do different details. There's like a lining in the jacket. It is not so structured that it's uncomfortable. Like, I really wanted to kind of get rid of any of the barriers for women, the obstacles, like where they're not comfortable. It's stretchy. It's moving. It's very flowy, and the pricing's right. But I'm like you. When I came up with this idea and I started in 2020, I call 2020 my rock bottom. I love rock bottoms. Like, they're my favorite. I'm just going to say that, because when things are like, okay, you aren't bold. When things are kind of rock bottom, you're like, what can I lose? Let's just, you know, do this. And so I had this idea in 2017, and then I decided to take the safe route and get a corporate job. Well, that corporate job led me to Georgetown. And I found myself in 2019 away from my husband for 6 months because I had to move down to Georgetown and he was trying to find a job. I had a cancer scare at the same time where they thought I had cancer. I was doing terribly at my job, which is not me. My identity is my job. I always excel at it. And so it was just a really bad fit. And I'm in a town where I don't know anybody. So I'm going through all this on my own. And this was like 2019 leading into 2020. And in the last minute, they decided to do a rush hysterectomy on me just to make sure it wasn't cancer. And they rushed it in December 20th. And I remember thinking, this is December 20th of 2019. I remember coming out and saying, oh, I'm so glad this happened in 2019. I can leave all the bad behind. And then who knew 2020 was just going to be like the world was going to end. So my husband and I both lost our jobs because we were brand new. So like last ones in, you know, first ones out. I just had the hysterectomy and it was a surgical one because they thought it was cancer. So it was like a major, major surgery. So there I was in an apartment in Georgetown because we had moved into an apartment until we found a house, 900 square feet during the pandemic.
Oh my God. Husband.
You know, I can't walk. Because I'm like just recovering. And so it's like my body's foreign to me. My town's foreign to me. Here I am without a job. And I panicked.
Wow.
Complete panic. And after the panic sort of settled, within a month, I had another job, which brought me here to Rhode Island, which is where I am now. And so now I'm the VP of sales and marketing for it's a wholesale jewelry company. And I love that. But I said, I'm not going to not pursue my dreams because you never know what's going to happen. And so 2020 sort of like, it emboldened me to say, yeah, you know, you got to be doing this. But the whole time I kind of dragged my feet a little bit because I was like, am I really going to do this again? Am I going to do another business? Because, you know, it's a lot. And you know how you said you were out shopping and you were really disappointed? When I got the job here, and again, I got the job in 2020. It was like a month after I left my other job. And I was like, oh, I'm going to buy myself some new things. And we actually like, you could go in, you know, and you had to wear your mask or whatever. But I remember going to the mall and trying things on. And, you know, this was like 6 months after I really started putting together a good robe and I had my logo and I was working with a design team. And it was fresh in my mind. I'd just gone shopping and I did. I ended up buying just, you know, like a couple things. And my first prototypes came in. And the first thing I tried on was our girlfriend shirt, which is our button down shirt. And I had just tried on shirts. It was so fresh in my mind. I'm like, oh crap, I got to do this because the product's really good. Like it was literally like that. I think that was like the moment where I went, okay, we're doing this. Like, you know, it was like every step I was like, well, if I get a logo, and then it's like, I had a great logo. And then it was like, okay, if I find a good design team, and it's everything just sort of worked out. So here we are.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that story. I love it. Now I have to tell you a little bit of an aside. I have a bird and she is participating in this conversation. I hope you can't hear her. I forgot to put her in the other room before we started. So if anybody listening is hearing a little bird laughing away when we're laughing, her name is Dee Dee, and she's happy to be a part of the conversation.
I love birds, too. Oh,
well, so you can't hear her yet? Good. No. Okay. Well, if you hear her, that's what's happening. She's just on the other side of that wall behind me. Okay. So on this show, I'm really into looking at this intersection of being a woman this age and running a business. And we know that being a woman this age, there's so much going on that could make being an entrepreneur quite difficult. Things get in the way. Sometimes I call them hiccups. Sometimes it's a giant wake-up call. It's some really serious stuff can happen in midlife. So let's talk about some of the things that have popped up for you, some challenges that might get in the way here or there of you running your business the way you want to, just because of this age and stage of life.
Well, I'm going to have an interesting response to this because I find that this hiccup, sort of hiccup, is also a blessing at the same time that it gets in the way. Is that I was very type A and very controlling. And I think what happened when I had the cancer scare and all these things. My body wasn't my own. And you know, I've since gone through menopause, and here I am trying to show people my collection and very self-conscious, you know, because who's going to, like, if I don't look good in my clothes, who's going to buy it? And yet you're struggling. Like, I gained 30 pounds and, like we said, I'm 4'10", like 30 pounds on a 4'10" frame is, you know, considerable. And so that was probably like that up and down, and, you know, the hormones and the, you know, that all of that kind of plays into it, because your dark times are dark. But what I'm going to say is, a part of that was I had to release control a little bit, and it ended up being the best blessing, because my first business, I was very much very forceful. I was not going with the flow of things. I was, I'm going to make this happen, you know, type A control. And with everything I went through, it sort of made me more patient and sort of in with life's rhythms and letting things happen and come to me and not push too hard. And when it'll happen, it'll happen. And it's kind of this wonderful side effect of all this, is that I'm really going with the flow. In fact, there are moments where, like, I kind of miss that type A girl a little bit. Like, you know, I've been giving myself so much grace that there are moments where I'm just like, where was that girl who ran the marathon? You know what I mean? Like, where is that force? But
this is so interesting. You're right that thinking about it as a blessing, because you're noticing the difference, and now you get to choose, because you do know how to be that girl. It's in you. And you also now have these other skills about being more at peace and calm and waiting and not pushing all the time. You can still choose, but that's so interesting, that wake up call, which is
such
a wake up call, right?
Best blessing. And, you know, I've heard some of your other guests too talk about, like, you know, I think that it's also a time when we kind of face our demons a little bit. And if you've had past trauma or, so during all of this, because I feel like the ins and outs of a business are the ins and outs of the business. So at the end of the day, I think the people that are successful are the people who work on themselves, you know, the leaders, the entrepreneurs that take the time to look at themselves and try to do better. So one of the things I did was I did trauma therapy, and it went really hand in hand with sort of the letting the control go and kind of just feeling things. And honestly, it's been the most beautiful side effect of all of this, is that I'm just this wonderful peace. And my first business, I think I felt defined me. And now I kind of feel like it's a great concept. It's a great business, but it's a business. It's not me, you know? And so I think that I'm good at what I do, whether or not the business succeeds, and I don't need it to be a success for me to be a success. I don't know if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes total sense. It really does. And I guess another thing that popped out in your notes here that really struck me is that you're basically working on breaking into the fashion apparel business in your mid-50s, right? Yeah. You are in your 50s, breaking into a business that's typically a very youth-oriented business, and you're small. And so, and again, like, I am not a heightist person, but I really identify with people our size are usually not the fashion icons. And that's just the bottom line. It, no matter how nice the fabric is, I have to get half that stuff tailored right off when I have to get anything to fit. So anyway, what is that like for you, being a beautiful woman in your 50s? Loving fashion, having a great business idea, and breaking into the business? What's that like?
You know, I think it's always funny, because I always felt that fashion was sort of only for certain people. Like, I always felt there's sort of this, I want to say, like, an elitist kind of thing. Like, there's a certain look and you have to be that right girl. And when I had my boutiques, I had very high-end clothing, and, you know, to buy the product, you would walk in and I would get the eyeballs up and down, like, almost like, are you good enough to be doing this? And so coming at it from that angle, part of, like, my biggest mission is to make it accessible for the normal everyday woman and have her realize that nobody knows any more than she does. And, you know, I always have this joke. Who cares if red is in this season? Because if it doesn't suit you, then it doesn't matter. Don't be chasing something that's not yours. And so I think the sooner you take that ownership and sort of say, hey, I know what's good for me, and I will look and I will take insights. And to me, I think there's an element of theater with fashion, but that isn't reality. Hmm. And I don't want people to feel like it's sort of this exclusive club that they're not invited to. And I think coming at it from where I did, where it's like, okay, it's the short girl, it's, you know, and now especially being a little bit older. And I think having that confidence in your own style, it comes across because people will always, I have a lot of young people really into Good Robe and like into, you know, I had four members from Rhode Island. She's in law school now. We connected and she loves my product and she like texts me and, you know, it's just interesting. So I feel like you have to just quiet all that and just be confident in what you know, because I don't think anybody in any stage of life really knows more than you. I think we give people all this credit and, you know, you just have to have some, you know, self-awareness and some self-confidence in who
Who you are and what you bring and what you know and your passion and all of it is what's going to keep moving you forward. And at our age, we do have more wisdom. And it's not your first rodeo either. That's the thing.
You say that all the time.
That's great. Yeah, it's so true. Now, another thing you mentioned in your notes was work-life balance. It's important to you, but being an entrepreneur, unless you have unlimited funds.
And there's none. I'm like, I am not a graphic designer, but I am free labor. And I am not a model, but I am free labor.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, I struggle with that, especially because I have a day job and it's an important day job. And you know, sometimes I'm on the road and I probably spend more time outside of my day job doing day job stuff because it's easier, because it's like something I can almost do in my sleep. Whereas my business, I don't know why when it's yours, it's scarier. So I do struggle, but at the same time, there's, like I said, there's just this peaceful pull of like, it'll happen. And there are moments of guilt when I should be working on something, but I also remind myself that I need to rest. And I found that things kind of work out. Like they just kind of work out. I mean, you can't just, you know, not do anything, but you know, as long as you're actively working and you're not like blowing it off completely, you need to take breaks. You need to have that. And that, you know, I'm going to St. Lucia in a week. I'm actually renewing my vows with my husband, which is exciting. I haven't been on a vacation in 7 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The job changes and then COVID and the whole bit. And there's never a good time to take a vacation. But I am ready. I'm very excited to do nothing for 7 days.
Wow, that's amazing. So it sounds like you're working on this. Like, you know, it's important. There's always a million things to do, but you're trying to stick with your value.
I used to not. Yeah. I mean, I used to work like 80, 90 hours and I feel like my body just won't even entertain it anymore. Like, I don't know if you feel that way. It just, there's like, my body just sort of goes, yeah, no, you're done here. You're capped out. And so I have to know that too. Yeah. And have those boundaries, right? Like, okay, I need to call it quits.
That ties into the next question, really, which is, what have you noticed about being an older woman? So older than you were the last time you had an entrepreneurial gig. Yeah. How is it affecting you being an entrepreneur? And you're talking about energy. And energy, I've actually heard from many women on this podcast, talking about menopause and aging and energy and, you know, the way that they are handling it, you know, whether it's changing their routine, doing different things at different times, cutting back hours, making sure the schedule really accommodates them. So what have you noticed? And not just energy, but with anything, like people looking you up and down and, you know, questioning your age or anything like that.
I have had to change my work style. So when I was younger, I would do this thing where I would drop everything for other people and answer a lot of questions during the day. And then I used to say my work started at 5 at Ooh. Night. Wow. So yeah, I used to work literally 70 to 90 hours a week and then travel. But what I noticed is that during the day, when I was answering questions, doing lots of, I was less focused because I knew I was going to stay late. And what I find now is that I'm more focused in certain hours because I know I don't have a choice and I'm not staying late and I have my other business to attend to and I have things to do. And so I'm very aware of that. And I do create boundaries, but it's also forcing me to be more productive in normal work hours. And so I don't think I was getting any more done in the 70 to 90 hours. I was just not as focused because I knew I was going to be there late and I dragged it out. I physically can't anymore. And so, you know, to get it to focus during the day, I feel like I get a ton done. And then because my business is different than what I do all day, it is kind of refreshing. Like I don't feel worn out when I come home to do those things. And I set certain hours to get stuff done. And then sadly, my husband and I like to go up to bed at like pretty early. Like I'm going to say like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Like my mom called me the other night. She's like, I know you're going to be going up to bed. And I'm like, how sad is that? That my mom's going to be up and I'm like going to bed. But we say that we're watching TV, but we get up at 5. So, you know, I'm up at 5 and I'm going, you know, all day. So, I have found that, you know, I like that going to bed a little bit earlier, and really keeping my bed, like, nope, I can't stay. Nope. I got to do this. And I never used to ask for time when I needed it. And now I'm just like, I need to leave early because I need to do this. And so, and I don't feel guilty or uncomfortable doing it. And
amazing. You're putting yourself first.
Yes.
You're putting yourself first and you're not fighting it. So it's not like I should be leaving. It's like I am leaving and you've just decided that this is how we roll now. That's what it sounds like.
Yes. And it's almost like I separated the emotion that used to go with it. I would be like stressed for days to ask to leave a little bit early. And it was only me. Like people around me did it all the time. There was, when I said I used to stay late at my other job, there was a girl there who, we used to joke, like, oh, she comes in and she leaves. And she was very focused when she was there. And she set that boundary from when she started. And so she never stayed late. Nobody ever gave her a hard time about it. And I was like, because she set her boundary and she stuck to it. I didn't. And so I learned.
Wow.
What's funny is my day job, my boss is in his 70s. And what's really funny is that he'll come in and I'll want to stay later than he does. Like he'll come in, he's like, so are we thinking we're going to leave and wrap this up? So it also helps that I'm in a situation that, you know, is sort of supportive of that lifestyle. So it's nice.
That's great. I want to know what is next for you in your business. So I know, can you hear her tweeting now?
No, I'm you so still can't. I can't.
This is the power of a good mic because it's just not picking it up. So that's why I keep muting myself off and on. But you just roll with things around here on the podcast. So tell me, what do you want next in your business? So given exactly what's going on, you love your day job and you love the beginnings of this new business. So what's your next focus?
So I have so many places I see the business going. I actually want to do men's really badly. I wanted to start with men's because how often do men's clothing change? And I did all this research and men actually, will buy online, like when subscription boxes were a thing, would buy more. And so if somebody can put together, I think a capsule curated assortment just for a man,
I love this.
I was going to start there because I think it's a better idea even than the women's, but I didn't have the experience in men. So I'm like, let me do it in women. So I have that. There's another level of I want to make my website a little bit more gamified, a little bit more social connected. And so I have a next, I didn't use Shopify because there are going to be components that I'm adding so that women can create their closets and put outfits together. And it's very Cool. So yeah. So lots of great ideas to, and I think the next steps become more of a connection with other women. And because that's been the best part of this business is meeting. When I came up with the idea, it was this idea from like a marketing standpoint that I was like, you know, I want to showcase the woman more than the clothes. And it's like the idea that you have more important things to do than worry about your wardrobe. Like, let us worry about the wardrobe and like you conquer the world kind of thing. So I really set out to meet these dynamic women. And every time I meet one, I kind of just fall in love with them and just think that they're like the best thing in the world. And I love getting to know them, their story, and seeing like what they connect to in the wardrobe. And so I do think that there's room for us to grow into a more of a social sort of connecting sort of business.
Oh, that's so exciting. That's so exciting. What do you think is surprising now that you're back with the entrepreneurial hat on, but you're over 50? So what is surprising to you?
I kind of said this before, but it's my chillness. Because what people don't realize, when especially apparel, to break in, I mean, we launched about close to a year ago. And, you know, it's a lot of friends and family to start. I mean, most small businesses will tell you this, and that's kind of a secret because everybody makes it seem like, you know, they're doing gangbusters, but people will take, it'll take 3 years really consistently before you even see that traction. And I know me, and there's not one part of me that's anxious about it. It's sort of like I have this peaceful knowing that it's the right thing. And I'm so chill about it that it surprises me every single day. Like every single day, I'm like, who is this girl?
Oh my God. I love what you just said. I have a peaceful knowing that it's the right thing. That is really what is going on with you right now, because even you, like, you're surprised by it. You know how different you used to be.
Oh, I was a lot. My husband's loving it, by the way. My husband's sort of like, he's even like, who are you? And he'll be more stressed about certain things. And he's like, have we like swapped places? Like, you're, you know, and, but I think it's wonderful. It actually feels wonderful to not always be like pushing. Mm. Sometimes you don't have to fight to get everything, because if it's, what do they say? Like, rejection's redirection. It's like, instead of taking, I always say happy accidents too. Like, things always just sort of work out, and having that faith and sort of like, you know, taking that leap and knowing Annette's going to be there. I just don't say the words anymore. I actually feel that way.
That's so strong. Well, how can people best get in touch with you? Because, you know, I've got a capsule wardrobe on the brain right at this moment.
So our website is amazing. It's goodrobeandco.com. And then all of my social handles, so Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, are all goodrobeandco. So you can find me there. And I answer every like comment if you message me. And I actually work with people who have like reached out to the website, not knowing that it's just like a real person, and they're trying to put their capsule together, because you can buy the preset capsules or you can put your own together. And so I help people put their capsule together. So if you're somebody who's sort of feeling like, okay, I kind of know what I want, but I want somebody to hold my hand, I'm your girl. Give me a call.
And what kind of sizing help is on the website?
So we have actually all the measurements on every single item that's on there, so that you get you can actually measure. And they were pretty accurate from what I've heard, because I've sent a lot of people clothing, you know, not just people purchasing, but I've sent things to, you know, like the newscasters or social media people, ambassadors. And they said that the feedback I've gotten is that the sizing is accurate on there. So definitely take a look at the measurements that are on there. I will say the bottoms, the pants, definitely run a little bit larger, which is kind of nice. They run a little bit larger, where the skirts run a little bit smaller. Everything else is pretty normal.
Well, that's good to know. Oh my gosh. Jennifer, this has been fun. Thank you so much for taking the time of your day to hang with us. Like, this has been really, really good.
This was great. Thank you so much for having me. I love it. And I love your podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. I really love what you're doing. And I love that you're applying everything that you know about marketing and fashion, from entrepreneurial gigs, from corporate gigs, and that you're so passionate about this. And it does to me, I'm no expert, but I have been a frustrated midlife woman shopper in a mall going, what the heck is going on here? I don't even know where to find a jacket. And I don't like anything. What's going on? I love the idea and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
All right. That is it for now. If you're listening and loving what you hear, please like and subscribe. Reviews are great too and much appreciated. And if you're a woman in the middle who's 50 or over and an entrepreneur and would also like to come on the show, please go to www.midlifeinterviews.com and fill out an application. We'd love to have you on to share your story. Thanks so much for listening. It's never too late to put yourself on your agenda. I'm Susie Rosenstein, and I'll talk to you again soon. Now, real quick before we say goodbye, if you are connecting with the show, I'd love to invite you to a happiness breakthrough coaching session. It's my laser-focused coaching call that will help you get clear about what's getting in your way as a woman in the middle entrepreneur and confident about your next steps to more happiness in your next chapter. Head over to www.nextchapterbreakthrough.com. Talk to you soon.